It's pretty sure up to shoe number A. The shark won his face off with the Beyond Deck Alcohol. And we're holding Oys Tezai. This is really dead. Page Chof Aleph, Oys Yud Tes. Yes, so we're holding the end of Chelek Aleph here, where we saw the beginning of the shark of Onus, where the Rav was masbid the Shemus HaMoichin of Katniss, regardless, Rishon and Sheni. And we saw that Bechlolos, the Moichim, which are Nimshach, to the Zampin through the Laseda, and also Mayrev, is the Moichim, the Abavim of Katniss, regardless, Rishon and Sheni. And like we spoke out that by Lel Pesach, there's two big solutions, one that in, one Laila, one at one time, we reach Gadol Sheni, which is usually, a very big avoider, which goes, with Dagel, Dagel here. We reach Gadol Sheni, by Lel Pesach itself. And the second is that the Amshocha is not the regular Seder, because here every mitzvah, each kois, each matzah is Mamshech till Gadol Sheni. Like we said, the first Kaddish, that's the Moichel Chochma, Moichel Imo, it's Mamshech till Gadol Sheni. And then all the Halakhoises, and then also by the matzahs. So the past few shiurim we're seeing more al derech avoda, what this means, what it means, the Zerampin, which that's the kli which the Eibishu was matzal to be megal himself to Nivrom, and the kli which is megal the yichud to roilim is, and the Indian of the moichin is how much orange of his nimshach to be nizgala through the Zerampin, and the Indian of the moichin, the abba v'ima, which Bechlolus Moichin the Ava, that's called the Moichin of Bittul, and Moichin Ima, which is the Moichin of Yishtoik, because like we saw that the Moichin Ava is the Darg of Moichin, which is Megal the Ichud with the Sharkat, which is Megal the Enim of Adoi, and Mashenki Moichin the Ima is Megal it more in the origin of Adach Mamala Kolam, that brings the Moichin of Yishtoikus for the Nevron. Then we saw Bariches, the Enim of Katnus Megadlus, which Bechlolus Katnus is more than of Kabbalah's oil when there's no Cheshik and it's still in the Choshech, but you have Moichin of Katnus, which means you have Moichin to have the proper Amunah and Kabbalah's oil to do the Avodah. And the Chiluk between Gadlus Rishon and Gadlus Sheni was the Gadlus Rishon was Alderech Iskafya of the Tanya, and Gadlus Sheni was Ishavcho, meaning that Gadlus Rishon is the Dargo, where even by Gadlus, it's the Avodah of the Beinoni, where the Beinoni, he's called the Shleimus of the Bittul Hayesh. Bittul Hayesh means that it's a big dargah where Yid Zoicha, where he doesn't do anything that's not the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alavai V'ulay, that's the whole Sefer HaTanya, to bring Klal Yisrael to the dargah of the Beinoni. And that's what's called Moichin of Gadlus Rishon. But even the Beinoni, like it says, after the Torah Tefillah, still the Yetzirah is still Me'or, still Me'or Taivas, just the Beinoni is able to be Shoyl, he's able to be Loichin Me'uchama properly. But still, it's not v'li b'chol b'kirbi. Mashenk the dag of a tzaddik, that's v'li b'chol b'kirbi. So that's the chiluk between Gadlus Rishon and Gadlus Sheni. With Gadlus Rishon, even though it's moichin the gadlus, it's shem avaya, but it's the moichin which brings the siat d'shmai, which brings the yid to the dag of the bein. Mashenk moichin the Gadlus Sheni, that's really the dag of the tzaddik. And we spoke out that Pesach when Mamshach took Gadlus Sheni, but then it says that after Sfiras Yomim and then until Shavuos, we reach Gadlus Shlishi by Shavuos, which is Oichin the Arich, and that's called the Tzadik Gomer of Tanya. That's the Dag of Yechidah. So really, Lel Pesach is, you can say Chochma and Bino, or Neshama and Chaya, Oichin the Chaya, and Shavuos, that's Oichin the Yechidah. And, again, like we said from the Rambam to Shelley, that all these in Yon Bechlolos is Negev for every Yid Beprotos, meaning wherever any Yid is negate, wherever any Yid is holding, he has his, Seder, which what's called Moichin of Gadlus Rishon, Gadlus Sheni, v'chulu. Meaning that about the Shleimus of, the Gadlus Rishon, the Shleimus of the Bittul Hayesh, of Bittul Metzias, that's a Tzadik Emes with Zoichu to Yechidus Kulo. But, the regular Hamoyin Nam, about the, B'derech Klal, Yid doesn't reach the Shleimus of Bittul Hayesh, Bittul Metzias, which is a very big Dargus. But the Rambam Tzachel says that in every Yid's Matzev, even if he is holding in the motion the ibur, but within that picture, within that matzav, he has the whole seder ha-moichin. He has his bittul yesh, bittul metzias, and bittul esem that he's supposed to reach. So that's what he's just saying is negeya b'chlolus, and it's also negeya b'protus. Whatever a yid's holding, he has to understand these three avodas, which in every prat he has to apply to the avodah. It's holding an oisiyut test, where from oisiyut zayin yotches yotches and chaf, he was more marchev. It's more, he repeated what he said before, but more marchev al derech avodah. How you understand the katnas of gal zrishin and sheni. So it says, "Va'od oylem the katnas sheni." Reading from oisiyut test, "Va'od oylem the katnas sheni." Like we said, that it's the dag of Chayu. When then it's Nizgala within him, his chelik, his begin of the Chayu, his neshama. That through reaching a person's Chayu within him, everyone has a nefesh of neshama. When a person reaches the dag of Chayu, when he's able to be megalo within himself, the dag of Chayu, so then he's able to kaviyachol feed the lekos of other kolachol if he, dag in delay. But the nekud is, the tzad hashav is that when he gets zoicha to this dag, he's able to kaviyachol have a real in the lekos. V'am nimtzu v'chay sham, and the inyan of riyah means not that he sees it literally. What it means is that he's mamash able to live the orel liki, and therefore he's able to reach a real bit of mitzvahs, but even shaboru lo shemashu acher and makes it such a klorkeit that it's einim avada. All there is the orel liki, and that's the darga of katan v'gadlus sheni. Sheni, like we said, by katan v'gadlus rishon, that's called bittul ayesh, where it's not the beginning of riyah. It's rather more the end of shmiyah, neshama, bino, where a person through his boinus reaches the hasago that the yichud is emes and the einim avada, and there's a katnas v'gadlus in it, but still it's b'cholos katnas v'gadlus rishon is b'cholos the dag of beinini, where he's megala within him the chelak haneshama, nefesh ruach neshama, but not the b'chin of chayim. I mentioned a few times though, the Bavli Mishkan Evne, he has some sforim which is marchiv barichus these b'chinis, what it means, how you can understand how you could apply it to every day's avodah, to every day's practical, what it means to be megala within yourself, your own nefesh ruach neshama chayim yichidus. Yes, it says Omnum Gambaze Yesh Gadlus Vikatnus. Kikatna Shane Matsu Shabshimak the Emma's boy from Muchlim come up and Kerega ain't the mayor loy be a deal loy by Gosha. Like we said that even in Gadlus Shane, there's Katnus and Gadlus. Katnus means that you already reached the dargo of Chayu, you already reached the dargo where you're Zoycha to Kavyokal have a Shaykh to the real Lakus, but before you reach the Gadlus of it, the Gadlus Shane, there's a Shlav of Katnus where dear. There isn't the hergish, there isn't the ha'oruk with the klorkeit. Rather, it's more an oifen of kabbalas oil and emunah that there is such an inyan. And avada, that's called katnas sheni because for a person to have the klorkeit, even if it's not made for him, but if he has that klorkeit, that emunah kabbalas oil to live a matzav of katnas sheni, avada, that's a big dagger. That's something which has to come after only gadlus rishon. That even though there's a chesaron that by the katnus there's no cheshek because it's not meir properly the akor and the gosh of the inyan meir ain loy mashiyit choy voisoy meir he doesn't have the push to continue the matzav al kivin shekvar boi loy shem yisbaruch hu akol mei mashu achi chutz mimenu al memei loy se esrotan Hashem yisbaruch hu tori behir yuzi bli kol kach koishi. What it means is that since you already went through Gadlus Rishon, which Gadlus Rishon means that he already passed the Dag of Bein, and he was already Zoich to the Dag of Bein, which means that Moichin the Gadlus, that he's able to make sure he's not over anything that's not the Rosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by Katnus Sheni, even though he's in a massive of Katnus, but he's still, it's much easier than the Katnus Rishon, because once a person is Zoich to the Dag of Bein, Avada, even in a massive of Katnus, which is Katnus Sheni, he could go through the Avodah. Hine katn sheni shpa nepach lebavi ele emes shel Hashem yisbarach, vein le mashu achir, ele shedre b'li ora hine, that katn sheni, the moichin da abba, moichin da ima, that in every dag, the moichin da abba and ima, so how do you understand moichin da abba and moichin da ima of katn sheni? So the pshad is, hine ba'abba shen yon gini la yichud, oz mikoich ha moichin da elu, odem chay la maisa, api emes shel ria likos. When a person zoichet to moichin da abba of katn sheni, the pshad is that he has the siyata d'shmaya, the koiches to live al pi the darg of the yichud of einem bavadi of the bittul b'metzius, which says that there is no other metzius besides the metzius of the orin soif. And for a person to live on such a darg and to have his chay yom yom al pi such a darg, rather that to it's a moedik hasogon, a moedik darg, which have the Siyata Dishmaya, that Avada means that he has within him the Moichno Katna Sheni. That when he is over to this dargo, he doesn't do any ra, and there's no midas rois, and he has the problem bitl takodz baruch hu even without agosha. In other words, because by godless mission, which was the dark of the bainis, that's like you could say the shlemis of the sur meira. Mashengin dasei toiv to live the or eliki, that's already more shaykh to katan sheni. That's already shaykh to katan to god the sheni. And Memelo by Katan Sheni, he's ready zoiched to go into the matter where he's being mevatel himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Dargo of Vitzel Metzias. But Oshel Ima Shigile Ayichu Boifin Amafelas and Avroim, that the Moichin the Ima of Katan Sheni, which we said Moichin the Ima, that's more dinyan of the Shtoikikos, it's more dinyan of the Moichin, which is Nizgala Betoich the Oilemus. Ozeu Yasav Yifelas Rokna Hashem Mitoich Absolutely, Cheshik v'or mikom makom toivle b'zeh kim cheshik lo yidi pnimis to that toiv v'emes. That the inyan of Moichin Dima is the Hishtoikukos and the Hizgalos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toich ha'olmes in the Dargo of Katan Sheni, which is the Dargo of the Moichin D'chayu, which means that we said that Moichin D'chayu b'chlolus is the inyan of Bittul B'metzias, which is that it's Nizgala, you know, the Bechin of the Orin Toiv, which Bittul B'metzias means that a Nivro feels himself as a Nifrod, but when it's Nizgala Moichin D'chayu, when it's Nizgala the beginning of the Orion Soif, then the whole Hargosha of Nifrod, it falls away because he sees with a Klarkeit how it's the Eibishter, which is Mahav Mechayel, all the Oilemus, and all the Oilemus is Batul Kizir HaShemesh, B'toich HaShemesh, you know, that's the Shlemus of the Bittul B'Metzias. Look in the Rebbe Parashah on the Shaar Yichud, the Mittler Rebbe is the Sefer Shaar Yichud, you know, not the Shaar Yichud, there's a few. There's the Shaar Yichud Vamun of the Baal HaTanya, and then there's the Shaar Yichud Vamun from the Ravan Steshelu, and the Mittler Rebbe has the same in their Mitzvah of Torah Or, which is also called Shaar Yichud. So the Rebbe Hillel Parashah in the back, he has a Pirush on the Shaar Yichud, and there he writes how the whole Chassidus goes around, is revolving these two Dargis. The Dargis that to understand how the Eibishter is Mimhali Kol Alman, how he's Mehavim Mechai Debriya, Kol Rega Verega, Memelo, all the Oilemis are Be'etzim Batel Takadosh Baruch Hu or Shleimus of Bitla Yesh. That's, you know, Shlav 1. And Shlav 2 is to understand that this whole Seder Shtauschlus is Batel Metzias Legamri, Legamri Dorin Tzoyf. Meaning it has no Chashivas, it's a Ziv HaShemesh, B'toich HaShemesh, the whole Seder Shtauschlus, Legamri Kodosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Shleimus of Bitla Yesh and Bitla Metzias. So over here we're saying that by Moichin the Imo, which is that how that Indian is in Islamish betoich the Oilemus, which it's something you have to understand because Moichin the Chayah really means that it's Nizgala the Yichud of Bittul B'Metzias, which there's no Hegish of a Nifrod, but rather within that there's a way how the Nivro could stay within his own Kalim and he could have a Dveikus betoich this Dargan, and that's the Indian of Moichin the Imo. Moichin the Imo is how this Dargan is Nizgala betoich the Oilemus. So by Katan Hasheni, the Pshat is that a Yid understands that that's, you know, the emes to Metzias, and therefore he pushes himself to be Me'oyer the Shtoikos within him. The Dargis on Nikki B'tochen, she said, L'mayla me'amunu, ki amunu hu ha'rayo in bilu in ha'bitochen hu, shemes kvar brua kol kach, she said kvar yoyed l'maysu. Av shekeis v'kadnu, he's saying, l'chai is about gosh b'poyel. What he's saying here is that, you know, to apply it more l'maysu, is that he's saying, there's amun and b'tochen, which the inyan of amunah is, where a person has the nekudas emes, but it's, you know, more than nekuda, which is lamaila from him. Masha'enkin, the inyan of bitochin is where that's lamaila from emuno, and the pshat is the emuna is where a person has the nekuda of the inyan mevadoi. And bitochin is when it's within himself, and that's the meaning of bitochin. That this dargo has the beginning of tainuk from the avodah, where everything was mamatz. Meaning to say that by katan sheni, even though it's a dargo of katanus, but there is still a hisoyus and a cheshik, you know. To this avoid the Mashenkin by Katniss region in Bukhlal, there wasn't anything like this. Yes, that's the union of katan v'gadol. That's the union of katan v'sheni. Says Oischov, Havoyde v'katan v'sheni, u'lamayim mekulam hu madregis ha'moyim shal gadol v'sheni, shebehem yesh tfisa bruru v'yedio chazoko ba'oifin shorim u'chlatu z'bruru. Bruru. Im ha'gosh ha'tzumo, shemagis es or ha'chem yizborg v'es ha'mitosu. That, like we spoke, the union of gadol v'sheni, that's already the moichin d'chayo, where by the moichin d'chayo, the pshat is that it's Mizgala, the Orin Soif, you know, Kolechel, he his Dargo, and a Yid and is Zoicha to the proper Rio, like, course, where he has the Hergish and the Dveikus and the Emistika Kore, how Animal Vadis to Pshutoi, and therefore the whole Hergish of Nifrod of period falls away. Meaning that Bederach Lala Nifrod feels himself as a Nifrod, as you know, that he's Chayim. Like by himself, that something, you know, he doesn't feel that the chis is coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashenku, when it's Nizgala, the Orin Sof, when it's Nizgala, Moish Nechai, he sees how it's the Orin Sof, which is Mahav Nechai, and the whole Bria and everything is Betz and Bottle, like the Ziv HaShemesh, Betoich HaShemesh, Legabe, the Orin Sof. So that's the end of Gadol Sheni, which we said that's the Dag of Esach and Tanya, it's the Dag of the Tzadik, and within that there's Moish and the Abba V'Imu. So it says, "V'ini b'moichin da'abo shen yonam kidlu yayichra ha'sholim v'atvisa v'asog b'achdus yizborach." That in the moichin da'abo, which is the tvisa and the asogo, hine b'madregis du zochim l'yir alikotz b'ruru ha'mavio l'bidl b'metzias. The in the moichin da'abo, like we spoke out, that by God l'sheni, a yir can mamash see the yichud, that the whole hergish of being a nifrod, that mamash falls away, he has the hakorah, the dveikus, the hagosho of the orin soif. And how the Eibishter is Mahab Mechai Dibirin, everything is bottled to him, so therefore there is Betzim no Pirud Legabe the Nivr Legabe Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that Goyim that the Nivro is bottled and like he's Nomis, like he's melted, you know, he's dissolved within the Orin Soif. The Moishan Dimish and Yod Makor B'yichon Hashem Boifin Amori Gamal Mitzis HaBriyo is like we said, it's the union of Mamalikul Alman, which is Neslavish Betoich Ba'odmus. So even by this dag of the Moichin Dechayo, there's Moichin Dima, which means that it could be in this gala Betoich Ba'odmus, this union, how everything's bottled up Gabbai Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that brings a Stoikikus, because it's in an open where it's Neskala Betoich Ba'odmus. Is that maybe the stokes that someone based Kodesh will boy in the Shemavila Slavis Bavoido? We talk with La Yesh that the Indian of the Gadol Sheni of Imo, that's what brings the Akoro to this Dargo of Gadol Sheni, which is a, you know, beginner of which is a beginner of Bitla Yesh, which means to say that even in the Gadol Sheni, which is Bechlolos Moichin Dechayo, but within that you could be, you know, mapchim between Bitl HaYesh and Bitl Metzias. And Bitl HaYesh would mean that for the Nivra to have the proper Bitl HaYesh, today's Dag of Moichin Dechayo, that's the end of the Moichin Dima. Now, Shankin, the Indian of Moichin Dabo is the actual Bitl Metzias of this Dag, which means to say is that Gadol Sheni, which is the Indian of the Moichin Dechayo, which is the Indian of the Bitl Metzias. There's two bechinas in it. There's the bechina how the Nivro is mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitoich this hasogim, mitoich this havono, and that's in the moichin the imo, and that's what it means that it's neslabish, you know, betoich the oilim is betoich the kelim of the Nivro, because the Nivro could, you know, the Nishma Yisrael, Klal Yisrael could understand that mitzad the orin soiv everything's basal metzias, and therefore they have to make a proper bittul metzias like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's within the kelim of the Nivro. That's called Moichin Dima. Moichin Dabo is the Indian where it's Mamash Nizgala, the Orin Soif, Moishe Hu, the Dark of Gadol Sheni, and that's Goyim Pasha that Mitzat that Riyadh bottled the whole Heritage of Pirate. Yes, that's the Indian of, you know, Katniss, Gadol Rishon, and Sheni. Yes, that's the end of this Chelik, which, you know, again, is the Indian of the Avodah Bechlolos, and this Indian, which is Nimshach by the Leila Seder, is something which whatever we learned in the past few shurim is not something which is, you know, shaykh to the Lelis Dafko. It's more Indian klali also, which it's shaykh to every avoid of, you know, kol yom. Yeah, so we have a few minutes left over here, so maybe we'll just see here a little in the Likutei HaMechachmah, the Sefer Likutei HaMechachmah on Pesach from Morgenstern, where they put together, you know, the things on Pesach. So he has over here on Ombizdom Tazain, he masver the Indian of Leiv Rachel B'derech Avodu. So maybe we'll see a few minutes in it. That start here, it says Omer Tazvov, by the last, paragraph. It says, that the Rashash says that on Pesach, you have to be nizir, not to be mechaven the kavanos of Leil. Maybe Dvar of Harav, HaGoyis Pirish, called Tfilo Yesh Kavon Lamshochat. What this means is that the Rashash is saying that by Pesach, there's an Indian where the kavanos that are shaykh to Leil. Like we know by Baruch Shem for Malchus Eloyin Void and Shmoneh Esrei, there's kavanos that go to the parts of Leil. By Leil Pesach, you have to be nizir not to be mechavan to Leil. I think it could be the whole Pesach, if you mind throwing the Rosh Hashanah and the Drushim, but it could be the Dafka Leil Pesach. But the Shoresh comes from the Drush Dalet, where the Rav's Masvid that the Inyan of the Matzah Shmura, that's the Inyan of Leil, where Leil is mizbatel. By Leil Pesach, if you mind over there in the Drush, the Rashash says, I'll repeat that, therefore you can't be mechavan the kavanos that are shaykh to Leil. So, Pirish, the B'chol Tfilah, Yesh kavanos, Lam Shokas, Amorikin, Leil, who could go in Be'ez Amiris, Baruch Hashem, Kod Malchus, Eloi, and Void, V'chaim, Be'ez Amiris, Eloi, Kei Avram, Eloi, Yitzchok, Eloi, Kei Yaakov, that over there you have kavanos for Leil also. V'vada kavanos, Lam Shokas, Amorikin, Lerochul, V'pesach, Yesh, Lerochul, Lamshach, Amorikin, Eloi, of Afa, kavanos, Ha-Shaychen, Bebina, Kmoi, Shavu, Lahalan, Shesh, Lam Shaychen, Leil, Pesach Hamshocha Bahami Lerochel, that Leil Pesach, the Kavonis that are Shaykh to the Nuk only go to Rochel, you're not Mecham Bechlal Din of Leil. Yeah, so here on the Oy Zayin, he's Masber Din, B'derech Avodah. But just before that, if you look over in Siman Zayin, which is in Omer Kuf Nun Ches. So here's Marichim and the singing Barichus. And brings here a mice of what happened with the Shem Sosin with, this Kavano. Find it over here. That basically the Ma'aseh was the Shem HaSosin. Now Peter Rashash, he took out a line from the Siddur, which seemed to have a shaykhus to the kavanos of Leil, and from not being mechavan that kavano, he ended up having a growth in the back of his head where that by the Kasha Sheltun, which is the makom of the Leil, and from that he saw how sharp it is, not to chap with the Siddur Rashash, and mainly he put back the. That shura, which that you have to be the you have to be mechavan those kavons, just not to layer, you have to be mechavan to rochel v'kulu. So it should be somewhere in Oy Zayin, remind over there. Yeah, so back here to Omer Tazayin. So we're in Oy Zayin is masvid din, derech avodah. What it means al derech avodah din of layer and rochel. So it says benir levar in halamus layer below pesach v'derech avodah. Hine yesh beis bechinas b'avodas Hashem yisborach. Echad al deishem yisboyim mishiflas atzmoi v'derech yigiyo. That there's two mahalchim, b'cholos and avodas Hashem. There's one which is more the Indian of yegiyah, which a person starts within himself, the Indian that he's mizvoyin in his own shiflus and everything goes b'derech yegiyah. And that's more b'derech prat, where every prat, it's a build up. Every day he's moisif, a little more hasmodo, whatever it is. V'derech hasheni hu lizvoyin begadlus habor yizborach shemoi. And the Derech Hasheni is more a Derech Klali. It's more like, you could say a quicker Derech, where a person's Parshim is Boin in the Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gets like swallowed up in the Yichud, and that brings him to Avodas Hashem. And, the Derech Avodah Rochel LeLeil, rather, each person has, his Shoresh and Shama, but like we saw from the Baruch Shalom in the Akdamah, that every year, depending on the day, depending on the hour, depending on the Matzav, has to understand all the Daki Avodas to understand what he has to connect to at that time. So we're saying is that there's two bechinas, which one is a oifen of yegiyah and one is a oifen of more his boinus and more derech klal. Beish lahatim shezeu chilek shebedak yavoidu ken beish bechinas handok. Haynu de bechinas lehu yoysu be bechinas yegiyah kederech avishoyin. U bechinas rochel yi bederech hasheni in ha his boinus. So rochel and lehu, which is the nuch, that's the shorish nishmas Yisrael and that's the shorish of the dak yavoidu. So the pshat is that the derech of lehu is more the derech of yegiyah, the derech of prat, and the inyan of rochel, that's more the derech of his boinus and more inyan of the derech klal. Because then nimtz gam bein bnei adam shiyesh mi shedak ba void yoyser al dei stachlus al ikosu begadus haboyrei, that derech klal there's certain people that connect more to this derech avoyde to see the gadus haboyrei, and that's what brings them to avoyde Hashem. But bechinas avoyde the rochel, that's the avoyde of rochel. Yesh mi shedak yoyser al dei avoyde v'yigia atzmes to bechinas leyan. Then there's the other type of derech, which that's more the derech of yigia, which you know, person works every day midargel adargel. That's the union of layer. And again, you know, it's not something which is, you know, black and white. Every year has a chance to both, and every year has to understand, you know, according to where he's holding, what he has to stress some more. But these are the two, you know, bechlolis daki avodah, which there are. Now it's even
Rabbi
similar, like
Wilner,
the
well, doesn't that parallel Abba Ve'ima in Yehudi Law, Yehudi Zatah, Das Elyon, Das Tav? It's the parallel concepts,
that's
right?
really what he's going to say here on the bottom from the
Oh,
how the Baal
okay.
HaTzum says is, you know, from Chabad. Yeah, you know, that's much what it is.
Well, just one more quick question. Leah and Rachel, I would think Leah is the Keres Habayis, she's Bichadzel Tata. So you think that would be more the Yegiyah,
Rachel,
and then, yeah, Rachel, yeah. And Leah, yeah, I said Leah. And Leah is connected to Das, so you think that'd be more the Sabai, right? I mean, that's what I would, you know, you hear what I'm say asking?
yeah. So he does ask that over here. He says that even though Rachel's lower, but the shoresh of Rachel is from Chochmah. I think the shoresh of Leah is from Binu. So that's why it seems like he's setting it up, you know, like that.
Sov what
Right. But again, it's all, you know, derech machshava, because you know, I know there's a lot of other swarms that do say more similar to what you're saying. They say that Rachel, which is the ikar keres habayis, that's the bechin of Torah,
That's the idea.
that's the yigiyah. I'm saying so. You know, you definitely could say mikan ulakan. No, I think like more the, you know, the ones that go with more the derech of the Gro, and you know, those foreign, they usually bring their Rachel and Leah like on, you know, more like that Rachel, that's the Torah and that's the Lamaisa. Ashenkin and Leah, that's more the meaning of Bittul, you know, any more of more Asogis. Right. And it's also similar, like we saw in the Pir Setzner, that he said you know, the Dakia Chassidus, you know, is like Chabad and Karlin, which is the Indian. How Chabad is more the meaning of being Mizboinen, and the, you know, the meaning of being Mizboinen, the Gan Saboyin, and the Derech of Kalim, that's more the Derech of Yegiyah. So that's also very similar to what we're saying here. Yeah, so it says, V'chein yesh no moifan le sofen ba mishtan ma voidus b'nei Adam. G'on she yesh anoshim shedakim ba voidus Hashem yish baruch lefari kol dober v'yesh shedakim ba klolus. V'inyin lehu b'protus, do inyin na voidu lavidu b'chol pratu prat. Beilu shadak im khlos der khrokh shem bezein in shol protos kolakh im khlos der shakol al kus, that this, you know, goes into also where some people are very, you know, detailed. They go midargel adargel, they won't jump, you know, to step 100 when they start avodas Hashem, because they're more detailed, more you could call mesuder meyushiv, and that's the meaning of leyum. Hashengin rochel is more the meaning of derech of klal klolus, where you see the real kus, and that's how you go into, you know, avodas Hashem, where and that ocean is more that you could, you know, jump straight, you know, right into hard diver. The bein avodas chodesh tishrei im rishon va tshmini atzeres. Avodas chodesh nisan pesach va tshvuos. That is the chilik between Tishrei and Nisan. But Rosh Hashanah avodi l'skar v'lakodesh baruch hu al yidei yigia b'b'chines leo. V'ilu b'pesach avodi yoyis al deiz boinus b'gadus aboyu b'nisov sh'osu u'b'chines roch kanal. That by Tishrei, that we know you have the whole, you know, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Metshuva, you have the Nesira, Kol Yom V'Yoyim, each day a different Sfira, and then you have the, by Sukkot, you have the Mochin D'Panim, the Mochin D'Zivug, everything's, you know, Midargel Adargos, that's more the Indian of Leah, where that's the Indian of Yegiyah, but that's Prat. Mashenkein Rochel is, that's more Shaykh to Nisan, because like we saw over here by Lel Pesach, Lo Pesach, we go straight to Gadol Sheni, and that's what we're saying, that Rochel, that's more of the Indian of Derech Klal. So that's why, you know, it's very geschmack to say that by Nisan, that's more the Indian of the Avoid of Rochel, where you're going straight into the Moichin, the Neshama, and the Moichin, the Chayo, you know, and then you work your way. So, you know, you could, that's how you could put this Indian between Tishrei and Nisan, that Tishrei is more the Avoid of the Derech of Leah, the Derech of Prat, and Nisan is the avoid of layer, which is the death cloud, which is more than of his bonus and godless avoided.
But Wilner, can't you also say, let's say Nisan, all the Leahs are really in Zah. You know, we're pretty much focused on Zah all the way through Shavuos, and by Elul Tishrei, you know, we're mostly focused on Rachel. You know, meaning the all the Leahs are Nuke over there. That's what we're focused on building up. Yeah, meaning one's the Klal, one's the yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you think by Tishrei the Kavanos are same by
Our
the
tour, you know,
Zachim.
we're focused on building up Nukva, but by
Right,
you know,
the Dinim of
by
Dibin Namalchus, you know, that's when you know
yeah,
Tishrei, the whole Dinim of Dibin
right, but the
Namalchus.
first, but you're right, but in Nisan, the first part of the year, we're focused on Zah, everything, all the Leah,
Right,
Sfiras Aimer, everything's
and
yeah,
that's also like
Zah,
Yehuda Elon
meaning Zah would be the
Yehuda
Or versus Nuk would be the Kli, yeah.
and that's also, you know, that's similar to what we're saying, Yehuda Elon Yehuda Tato.
Right, yeah.
Right. It says, "V'nir la'hamak Yosef in inzeu nevaru pidakir shel Rav Hakadosh Baal Asubim. Hinavoyis Hashem Yisbor boifin klali efshel lekoy lo beveiz drachu. Ve'im dekrom b'sifrei Chabad b'shem Yichud Yilov Yichud Tato. Ve'efshel lekoy sum kam b'shem Chochma Ubino." That the Baal Asubim, you know, he's very busy with the lashonis of Chochma and Bino, and Chabad the sprach is more Yichud Yilov Yichud Tato. The Hainu de Chochmah he begins Yichudei Lo. Leid de Shakol al Kosev Yichud Aboyer. The Indian of Chochmah is the Dag of Yichudei Lo, where everything is, you know, the Yichud. It's Nizgal the Orin Soif. Ubino Mashenkin Bino begins Yichud de Tatol is Batol Klap Hashem Yisborach Shumal Keinu Vanu Mamdichem Oyseh Aleinu Ardei Shashoyim Mekoylu Betoru Mitzvus. Mashenkin the Indian of Bino, that's the Indian of Yichud de Tatol, which means that the Nivro is being Mevatel himself Lagabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's doing the Torah Mitzvus with the Shleimus V'chulu. But one Elu Hainu Arukim in the Oretz about, you know, it's big Arichus to be Masber all the Dark Yavoidu. Achzeu HaKitzer HaNibret HaShaych Leinenu. Kmoikin Avoidu HaNikus Leiv HaRochel. The Rochel Shosh V'ikir Chiyusu Mi Chochmo V'lei Ikron Bibinu. The Shosh of Rochel is from Chochmo, so that's more the Indian of Chochmo V'Yichud Eilo Mashengen Leiv from Bino, which that's more the Indian of the Yichud Tatov. Avshe Rochel Madrigosik Tanu Mid Leiv, even though Rochel is lower, Shleiv Rochel Shnein Nomedes Me'ach Haza El Shalehi El Yon Rochel Yitachtoim Kamakum Rochel Hi Nikro Ikris. That Rochel we know is the part of the Ikri, so that's why you could say that's more the end of the Chochmah, you know, the Shaykh to the Moichin the Abu. La Mashen Gilei is more the end of Bino, which is Shaykh to Moichin the Leyev. And again, you know, this is something which, you know, you could always say with this Nusuk, with that Nusuk, but the Ikri is to take out what, you know, the Nekudu we're trying to bring out is that there's two Darki Avoides, one's Yigi and one's the Indian of Gadlus Aboyri, one's Protus, one's Klolus, and, you know, every year has to understand that there's different zmanim and there's different tkufis and there's different types of people, and that's what we're saying here. Moshul Tishrei is more, you know, the Indian of B'derech Protus, B'derech Bino, B'derech Hizbonus, more the Indian of Leo, Mashengen Nisan, that's more the Indian of Chochmah, the real Likus, the Indian of the Amunah, which, you know, the Leila Seder, we get a Ha'ora, a big Ha'ora Tzumah, you know, what's Nimshach with the Leila Seder, and that's the what we're saying here, the Avodah of Rochel. Yes, the Rezim will stop here.
Go ahead.